Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening however you listen to us. We're portable, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. It's a new year with all kinds of newness, and I discovered something new in our local search here in Lancaster. Couple of new SEO companies on our Google Local 3-pack, not to be confused with Tupac. They're gaming Google Local Search, and this really bothers me because not only are they gaming local search, but they're probably charging money for the same tactics, and I'll fill you in on those tactics shortly. Ladies and gents, it's time to revisit Black Hat SEO tactics. And I'm doing this because I don't want you to get suckered into wasting your money on the very kind of SEO tactics that have given SEO a bad name. SEO is not the basic word game that it once was. I mean, words are very much a part of it, but it's way beyond what it used to be. However, the more complicated something is, or seems, or sounds, the more reluctant we are to pay money for it. Because we're just not sure what we're paying money for, and we don't know who to trust. That is a vulnerable position to be in, because you're most likely to just say, screw it, and go with your comfort zone, which typically means going with the most convincing person who tells you what you want to hear. And that's what you want to avoid. And that's also what Black Hat SEO mostly is. It's convincing you that link schemes work like they used to. They don't. It's convincing you that it's okay to use a P.O. box for your business address so as to show up in Google Local. That is absolutely against Google's guidelines. The problem is you can have some short-term success at times. You can get away with it for a little while at least. But then when Google finds you, you lose that ranking and you're not going to get it back because it was a spam tactic to begin with. It's the lure of that initial success that draws you in. And that's the reason that there are people who still try to sucker you. Now, why do you get suckered? Couple things, couple main reasons that you get suckered by Black Hat tactics. Number one, low budget is one of the main culprits that leads you to getting suckered. Especially when you have a decent budget, but you say, I don't have that much money to spend on your marketing. It's simple. You're afraid of being ripped off. You're afraid that if you tell one of us marketing types how much money you have to spend, that we're going to gratuitously throw a bunch of crap together for the express purpose of justifying you giving us that money. And there are people who do that. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You're also afraid because you're not sure of what you're spending it on. You know you need help, but you don't trust anyone. So you're playing your cards close to your vest in this poker game known as internet marketing. The truth is that a lot of SEO types like to keep you in the dark as far as what they're doing. If you tell me that your budget is low, you're also telling me that you can't afford the Mondo Everything marketing package that I can offer you. And that's fine. Everybody's needs are different. Everybody's budget is different. So, I mean, that's fine. But I or another SEO or marketer can't put together something of value if I don't know what you can afford. Even, I mean, just a reasonable range, something. It's like you handing me a bow and arrow and saying, hey, Mark, hit a bullseye. Then I ask, okay, where's the target? Then you reply, oh, it's over there somewhere. Don't worry about it. Just shoot. I'm sure you'll do fine. You get the point. You can actually be your own worst enemy when it comes to this kind of stuff. And fear rarely leads us to the best decision. And unfortunately, it's easy to deceive and take advantage of people in this business. It happens. It happens every day. So it's a real push-pull, because you play your cards close to your vest, because you've got to find somebody that you trust. And there are good people doing this work out there. I don't want to paint the picture that there aren't good ones out there. There are. It's just these kinds of tactics we're discussing today. This is why SEO has a bad name, and why it's like a necessary evil. You know you need to optimize your site, but doggone it, what's the truth about all this crap? Now, the second reason you get suckered is you want it to be 10 years ago. Yep, and the people you pay money to know this. They're more than happy to tell you what you want to hear. Or maybe, maybe not the people you pay money to. Maybe the people who are trying to get you to pay money to them. They're more than happy to tell you what you want to hear. And that's the trap that so many businesses fall into. You know, when you're not sure, you go with what's familiar, even if it is not something that thrills you, even if it's not a decision that you're happy about making. It's like, at least I'm not making things worse. You want it to be 10 years ago. It's not. My, have times changed. The inspiration for revisiting Black Hat SEO is that I woke up one morning last week and was doing my normal search testing, and noticed two businesses that were showing up in the search for SEO Lancaster, PA in Google Local. One of them even managed to show up in the local 3-pack. And I mean, this just incensed me. They should not have been showing up at all, really. But it was a reminder that we are in a new age of Black Hat SEO. The tactics have changed because the algorithm makes it harder to cheat. An article in Forbes magazine last year that discussed black hat techniques really had nothing new to offer. It was the same old stuff: keyword stuffing in your content, titles and descriptions, hiding text on your website, paid links, duplicating or spinning content, deceptive redirecting. This is not only black hat, it's old hat. These techniques are still used by some because, again, you may be able to get away with it for a while, but Google will figure you out and you stand to lose a lot, mainly your ranking and trust with Google. New black hat SEO techniques are getting to be more cagey because it's not just as simple as those old tactics. These SEOs that were showing up in our local search here, one of them, and this is tactic number one, one of them uses a Lancaster, Pennsylvania post office box as their address. This is absolutely against Google's guidelines, period. Google wants bricks and mortar addresses, but again, the algorithm is not perfect. And people know it, and that's why they try to game it. It's important for you to understand why, though, why people will use that address. So you can't be convinced that it's okay. Knowledge is power, and this is knowledge for you. One of the biggest factors in where you show up in a local search is how close your business's bricks and mortar address is to the geocenter of the city that you want to rank in local search for. And the truth is, the farther away you are, the lower your ranking tends to be in the Google Local. It's not the only ranking factor, but it is a really big one. The post office in any city tends to be located pretty close to the geocenter that Google recognizes as the center point of that city. So this black hat tactic is to take advantage of that in order to show up in the local 3-pack, or at least in the expanded Google Local listings. And this is a no-no. Watch out for it and don't fall for it. Now, the other business that showed up in the SEO Lancaster, PA search, they were even more cagey about it. I mean, this is really fascinating stuff. Their black hat master plan involves more than one city and more than one technique. It goes like this. They operate out of one city. by their actual business name. In order to get into the Google local listings so they can solicit SEO business from other cities, they need an address in those cities. Their solution was to buy a box at a local UPS store and use that as their address. There's one in Lancaster and one in Harrisburg. And then the other part of the equation is to buy a URL that has SEO or SEO Lancaster or SEO insert your city here in the URL. And the truth of the matter is that doesn't carry as much weight as it used to. It's not that big of a deal. And especially if it's a .NET address, you know, give me a break. But I mean, this is just ridiculous. Come on, man. How can you look in the mirror in the morning? Note to self, always check the address of a business that you're thinking about hiring. Again, those techniques totally against Google's guidelines. And it's just a ticking time bomb. Just a ticking time bomb. Now, the other black hat technique I want to touch on is cloaking. And that is actually presenting a different page to the user than what Googlebot actually sees. Sounds crazy, I know, but it happens. This would occur on the development side, on the back end of the website, and the basic result is that Googlebot sees one page that is optimized for a particular search, but the page that is delivered to the end user is different. Totally not right. And it's probably, if this is a technique that has been brought up to you, it probably has not been brought up in such plain English as that. There's always a spin on it, but it's totally not right. You want to avoid that. And then there's the Google mobile interstitial penalty. I can't believe I almost forgot to bring that one up. That one just rolled out this month. You know how you go to a website on your mobile device and the content is immediately covered up by some offer from that website? I mean, usually it's a big box to try to get your name and email address so you can be put on a mailing list of some sort, newsletter, whatever. Sometimes it's an advertisement. And then you have to click, touch, whatever to get past it and see the content that you wanted to see on that site. Yeah, Google doesn't like that. That's called bad user experience. You put yourself in the user's place. It's not hard. And while this isn't SEO the way the other points are, it's a part of the big picture, and user experience is now part of the SEO equation. Avoid these interstitials. They're aggravating, they're unnecessary, as there are legitimate ways to accomplish the same task. And I would argue that they're also dangerous. It's not something you hear people talk about much, but the truth is, most of us have been guilty at one time or another of using our smartphone to text or search in our car when we're driving, and we know we shouldn't. I don't like admitting it, but I've been guilty of that at times. And there's nothing like being told by one of your children, "Hey, stop doing that." Yep. It happens though. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's just the truth. It's already a distraction, and distracted driving is on the rise. And the aggravation of these so-called interstitials, I would argue, creates even more of a distraction. It's just rude. I mean, imagine somebody driving, trying to get to your site, and then they've got that. They already should not be doing this in their car, but they are. They're distracted, and then there's the additional distraction because, oh gosh, I've got to get past this box to see what I wanted to see. It's just rude, and your site will get penalized. Just avoid it. Slow and steady wins the race. Do the right thing, be patient, and don't game the search engines. You'll be glad you didn't. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week on the Mind Your Business podcast.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort.